there a lot more stuff that Trump can even give?
Oh, of course, he can continue to fund this mafia state called Ukraine, because Zelensky is really in charge of an organized crime state. Everybody everywhere in that state is stealing cash, stealing something for resale. 50% of everything we've sent to Ukraine, according to the inspector general in a number of reports, is usually either resold on the black market or simply ends up in people's pockets.
That is a retired army colonel. And what he's referring to is what he thinks would happen if the Trump administration continues the policies of the Biden administration when it comes to Ukraine, sending tens of billions of dollars of essentially your money, my money, right? Our tax money. And let me make a point here, which I think is, for comparative reasons, really important and journalistically speaking, extremely relevant to this particular story. I looked it up and I found out that we spent in today's money roughly $140 to $150 billion at the end of World War II to rebuild Europe, you know, the Marshall Plan and the whole deal. And I would argue that most Americans, either at the time or even now, would say money well spent. Had to be done. We were all in agreement. It was a decision we made because we wanted to avoid the same thing happening again. We had to rebuild Europe, right? We didn't want what happened after World War I that caused World War II to cause World War III. So, great. Put that number in your head, $140 billion. You know how much money we have spent in Ukraine? Over $200 billion. Think about that. Rebuild Europe. $200 billion in Ukraine, a country that most Americans, most of us in this country could not find on a map. That's important. This guy, Douglas McGregor, by the way, I've been following this guy for the better part of the last 2.5 years. And let me tell you something. This guy's been spot on 90% of the time. I mean, I'm not saying I agree with everything he has to say when it comes to politics or geopolitics, but when it comes to Ukraine, everything this guy said would happen has happened. I mean, he's been calling it as he sees it, and he's been calling it right. So he's worth listening to, but you're not allowed to listen to him because the media has canceled him. I don't know why. Maybe it's because of what he has to say. Maybe because it's what he has to say, they don't want you to hear. It certainly seems that way. And that's troubling. I mean, that's why I do this show, because I think you should know the facts. It's your money. It's being spent over there. This guy, he worked in the Defense Department. He was an advisor to the Secretary of Defense. He handled a tank battalion during the Iraq War. He's an Army colonel. My God. Instead, look at the people they interview when it comes to the Ukraine war and other matters of war and peace. When you watch cable news and those other places where we supposedly get our news. By the way, here's McGregor explaining now how that corruption happens.
We've got lots of battalion commanders and brigade commanders in the Ukrainian army who are not accurately reporting casualties because the government doesn't want to pay the widows. They're pocketing the excess cash that comes down to pay soldiers to put it into their own pockets. The Ukrainian army is in the process of dissolution. People are leaving. Well, why would you stay? I mean, you're essentially being treated like a serf in the 18th century in Tsarist Russia. You're told to show up and die for whatever the master tells you to do. It's a horrible situation for Ukrainians. I don't think Zelensky has a leg to stand on, and I think if we remove the security apparatus that protects him, which is British, French, and American, but largely British and American, I don't think Zelensky would last 5 minutes.
I want you to ask yourself why we're told we have to send my money and your money to Ukraine. And the reason is we have to uphold democracy. Hear that all the time, democracy. Did you know that right now Ukraine is not a democracy? I mean, wouldn't we call a democracy a place where they have a democratic election and where the leader of the country is democratically elected? Well, guess what? Ukraine canceled its elections. Their president, Mr. Zelensky, Volodymyr Zelensky, decided to cancel the election. So he's essentially not really the president. He's a strongman, a la, you know, Manuel Noriega in Panama, a guy, by the way, that I interviewed behind bars. So we removed Manuel Noriega because he was a strong man, unelected, undemocratic, and doing all kinds of things in a country. But this guy, Zelensky, interestingly enough, who is also a strong man, we're sending him $200 million, upholding him and doing everything possible to make him our best friend in the whole wide world. And that just doesn't seem right to me. I'll give you more facts, because facts are important, right? Barron's just put out a story. They found in a poll that 40% of the people of Ukraine now say they do not trust Zelensky. Ukrainians do not trust Zelensky. Who should know him better, right? Here's another one. Gallup just recently put out a poll. The same Gallup that had found a year and a half ago that 60% of the people in Ukraine would say that they wanted the war to continue until the end, no matter what it took. Right? That's what people were saying about a year and a half ago in Ukraine. Now, about 30% of the people in Ukraine want the war to continue. 30%. 30% of the people in Ukraine want the war to continue. And if you look at the Donbass region, where a lot of the fighting is actually taking place, it's less than 30%. It's about 27, according to, according to Gallup, or high 20s. So, this is fascinating, especially when you think of how sad it is what's going on in that country right now. The country is being destroyed. And like, as is usually the case, as the people who are suffering the most are the people of Ukraine, because their country is being destroyed. And us, who instead of spending hundreds of billions of dollars on our kids' schools and on our roads and on our freeways and to maybe stop what's going on the southern border, instead, we're sending it to Ukraine. So you have to ask yourself, when you think about this corruption that's taking place, where's it going then? What's really happening here? You're not going to believe what I'm about to play for you. What I'm about to play for you comes from Zelensky himself. Who is Zelensky blaming for the corruption, which I guess he's admitting? You have to listen to this.
During all this time of the war, around 177 billion have been voted for or decided upon. 177 billion. Let's be honest. We have not received half of this money.
So he says that half the money, which has been appropriated by the Biden administration and Congress, isn't even getting to him. So where the hell's it going? I mean, so everybody's saying, well, this guy has to be corrupt because he's got all this money. He can only account for, and he's not accounting for most of it. And he turns around and says, well, actually, I'm not the corrupt one. So who is? Who's making bank? Let's go back to Colonel McGregor.
Well, let's face it. We know that the Hill and the so-called military-industrial congressional complex is heavily engaged in laundering money, moving pots of money from one place to the other. And in return, major campaign donations flow in, and corporations provide jobs in districts and states. And all of this is bound up together with the Department of Defense and this enormous trillion-dollar defense industry that we've got that we can't audit. So thanks, Zelensky, for telling us something we know.
Look, so once again, it's just like, rinse and repeat, man. This just keeps happening. Once again, people are getting rich off of a war, and it ain't you and it ain't me. Pardon me for the ain't, for emphasis. Look, we were lied to in Vietnam. You know damn well we were lied to in Iraq. Lied to in Syria, probably lied to in Libya, and I could probably go on. So you got to ask yourself, you think we might be being lied to now? You think we might be being lied to now? You tell me. And by the way, shouldn't we at least be able to ask? Because we don't even do that. That's why I do this. It's called Journalistically Speaking. I'm Rick Sanchez. Listen, I do this once or twice a week. Check it out whenever you get a chance, and subscribe.